Now, the dream of invisibility goes back at least to the Greeks, whose god of the underworld, Hades, is supposed to have had a helmet of invisibility. But this week, scientists at the Nanyang Technological University in Singapore unveiled a video of a goldfish and a cat disappearing and then reappearing again behind a new invisibility cloak that they developed. If you haven't seen it yet, then we're going to put a link to this on our website, nakedscientist.com, so you can check it out. But in the meantime, here's the quick fire science on what's happened with Dave Ansell and Dominic Ford.
At the moment, objects like tanks can only be disguised using cameras to project the view behind onto screens covering the front of the tank. This was seen on a car in the James Bond movie Die Another Day.
However, this technology only works from one perspective, the angle the camera is facing. So if you spotted the tank from a different angle, it would distort and damage the illusion.
But in 2006, British researcher Sir John Pendry came up with a way of bending light around an object to create a cloak which would make it invisible to the naked eye.
However, when light waves are bent around an object, they have to travel further than the light unaffected by the cloak. This means the bent light arrives slightly later than it should, so the image isn't perfect.
To correct this, the bent light waves have to appear to move faster than the unaffected light travelling in air, which is impossible with natural materials.
Cloaks like this have been built successfully with artificial metamaterials, made with carefully designed structures smaller than the wavelength of light. But they've only been able to hide objects from view in microwaves rather than visible light.
To disguise large objects in visible light, the team in Singapore decided to see how well they could manage with conventional materials, not worrying about whether the light was delayed.
They used prisms of light in a hexagon or square, which refract the light through one another around the object. So even if the object is a pet and moves inside the prisms, it looks like it's disappeared.
This can still only be seen from a maximum of 6 angles, but the hope is that they will be able to increase this by changing the layout of the prisms.
They've managed to hide goldfish and even a cat in a real-life environment, and hope it could be used for surveillance and even entertainment.
That was Dave Ansell and Dominic Ford with this week's Quickfire Science, which you can also download separately as its own podcast from our website, nakedscientist.com/quickfireScience.